is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride and Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, CBS, or the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. We have on our guest lines right now the new Billiken recruit that many fans are really excited about, the All-Stater from Althoff, Jordan Goodwin. We also have his head coach of the state champion Crusaders, Greg Lieb, who is the winner of the Martin Kilcoyne look-alike contest. Coach, good to be with you. How are you today, sir?
I think Jordan won out on those awards there, those accolades you just gave. But into the Martin Kilcoyne look-alike contest, I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
It's kind of a consolation prize. Jordan, how are you today, young man?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Now, are you getting out of class for this? Am I doing you a favor? What am I getting you out of?
Not as lunch right now. I'm in Coach Lee's office.
Don't let him kid you, Frank. If I wasn't here, he would have scheduled this interview for most of the morning. So he's clean. But now he's at lunch period right now.
Very good. Well, first of all, Jordan, what was it like that yesterday during that little 3 or 4 second time period when you put your name on the dotted line and made it official? Take me through your emotions for yesterday.
The main emotion was probably just being stress free. Not having to worry about recruiting anymore, making it official so everybody know where I'm going, and just staying at home and dealing, being close, family can come see me. So,
You had options. Give me gut feel. Why SLU for you? Why was that the right call?
SLU for me was the right call because it was the best fit for me in how I play, and the coach Travis Ford. He had guards similar like me, big guards like me. So he put me in positions. When I went over there, he showed me positions where I could be successful and take my game to the next level.
And he has said on more than one occasion that you are going to be his point guard, a position that you've played some but not full time. How do you like that idea?
I like that idea a lot. I really don't have a position. I always thought I was a point guard. So now on the offseason, I'm working on my ball handling and stuff like that for this season. So we'll see how it goes.
So, Coach, for the people in our area who have not seen Jordan on display, give us a little insight. What makes him tick? Why is he special?
Well, it's just, his throwback approach. And I know I say that all the time, but just competitive, and it's infectious. And we have a lot of other competitive guys, but, he just helps heighten that. With what we do in practice. I tell people, our practices look like Iraqi parliament meetings most times just because they get after it. And, they really compete. And, but I think that, and Jordan's one of those kids that has that intangible. If it's a big shot, he wants to be the one to take it. And he has no qualms and no second doubts going on in his heart. He knows he can make the shot, regardless of what the outcome is going to be. He wants that shot.
Coach, how do you feel about some of the alumni from other schools that tried to get Jordan who did not get him, who are pretty upset, and they get a little bit nasty on message boards? What's your take there?
Well, those message boards, I don't put a whole lot of stock in it. If you can't say it to somebody's face, then, you shouldn't have the guts to say it at all. That's my approach with it. I tell the kids stuff like that all the time. You pay attention to good, you got to pay attention to bad. So I just try to, tell them to keep it in perspective. And, when you're dealing with a 17-year-old, kid, it's hard to be critical of them making decisions that they feel is the best for them, not so much what's best for you. And so, I think this was a tough decision for Jordan and the Goodwin family. And they felt good about it. So, you should support that. In that process, and there, as opposed to try to tear it down or try to demean it.
So, Jordan, it's no secret that Jeremiah Tillman from East St. Louis did not sign with Illinois yesterday. I know you know him. You've played with him, played against him over the years. What type of role will you have? Will you call him, or will you let him do his own thing? Or take me through that.
I'm not going to call him at all. I'm going to let him do his own thing because I know how much pressure the recruiting stage is. He probably got like a lot of other coaches calling him. Illinois probably calling him. So his mom probably everywhere. So I'm just going to sit back and let him do what's best for him, whatever make him happy in his decision. That's where he should go.
How about the fact that you'll have a teammate your sophomore year named Cartier Gordon from Webster Groves? How well do you know him, and how much are you looking forward to playing with that big fellow one day?
I know Cartier pretty good. We play against each other a lot. Played against each other this summer in the UIBS circuit. He's a good player, a great player. Me and him on the court, that's going to be very powerful. We're going to abuse a lot of people.
And, Jordan, what do you want to get out of the sport of basketball?
I'm trying to make it to the NBA and be the best player to ever play the game. I mean, that's probably what anybody playing basketball think about it. So that's how I feel.
Coach, before we let you go, you won your first state championship last year. You have Jordan back this year. You lost a lot of great players, though. What do you think? Can you go back-to-back?
Well, I don't know. If I say anything to the that, you know, it's going to be on everybody's message board. We got a lot of good pieces back, and it's a good problem. We've got guys that can shoot, some guys that can attack, and they all do a pretty good job of defending. So if we can assume some new roles with the pieces that we lost last year, I think we got a, you know, we're in a real good place. We're much better than what, you know, a lot of times what you are when you lose good players like that. So. But we've got a lot of guys that I think they're going to be able to assume some different roles and be able to do more things just because that's what high school sports is about. Is every year they mature and they get a little bit better in certain areas. So I can't wait. They got to go out and win a state football championship first. And then when they get done with that, then, you know, they got to put up with me for the next 5 months.
Yeah, we should say Jordan's an outstanding wide receiver. How does Travis Ford feel about you risking your body in that violent sport of football, Jordan?
Coach Ford, we talked about it a few times. He has no problem with it. He actually likes playing football because it brings the aggression back to the court. So I think he's good with it.
Good stuff. Guys, congratulations on a great day for Jordan and Althoff basketball in general. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, go it out.
All right, Jordan Goodwin, the new Billiken, and Greg Leib, the outstanding coach at Althoff, joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan. Hey, if you want to be in a new home before the holidays, the employee owners at McBride & Son Homes have something special for you during the month of November. It's the McBride Home for the Holidays Inventory Home Sale. We're going to be broadcasting from there, I think, next week, I believe. Yep. Joe, make sure you're hungry there because we're bringing Kemal's food. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on nearly every move-in inventory home. You heard that right. Buy a new McBride inventory home in November. Save $5,000 to $95,000. And you can do it before the holidays. They have over 100 inventory homes, and they're in every neighborhood. They absolutely are. So go to their website, McBride & Son Homes, and they will take great care of you. And a quick reminder, Billiken's open up their season Friday. They have the season ticket special, $99, with the promo code SLU211. Home opener is going to be Friday night against Ball State. So call 977-4-SLU, buy those season tickets, because one day, they're going to be the most valuable things in St. Louis because that's going to be quite a show at the Shavitz Arena. We'll take a short time out. We need text and phone calls when we come back. We want to give out our Communicator of the Day award winner next.